Pull out of Pittsburgh, roll down the eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, she's running like never before. Well, the speed's on her head, all right. I ain't seen a cop online. Six days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
The big 9-0.
90.
Thankful.
Things we're thankful for.
90s?
Amen.
Church.
Are you thankful?
Are you thankful?
Let me hear an amen.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody starts running up and down the aisle. There's this video I saw lately. Like, yeah. I don't know what kind of church it is, but guys get up and just start running.
Yes.
Full speed.
Yeah, I've seen like the when they dub over like metal music or something.
That's always funny.
But yeah, I'm like, these guys are, they're hauling,
they'll
dude.
Take
like,
their jackets off, start swinging them over. I don't know what they're doing. One guy flipped himself over into the baptism thing behind the stage.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? That's crazy.
I don't know.
That's insane.
I don't think the Holy Spirit has anything to do with that.
I don't think either, but
I think God's up there going, what are they doing?
What's going on here?
What?
Yeah.
Hey,
we're not slam dancing at church. I don't think that's a good thing.
Thanksgiving time, Eric.
Woo, I am thankful for Thanksgiving.
I'm thankful for Thanksgiving and that it's finally cold outside.
Yes.
But it's going to sneak up on us again next week. It's going to be 85.
I know. It's that little teaser we got.
It's a battle.
It's like,
I picture like this battle among like Greek gods of like the heat and the cold.
Mm-hmm.
And like, man, that heat's getting it knocked the cold down next week. It looks
Heatopoly,
like.
Heatopoly or whatever his name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's coming back a little bit.
Yeah, we always get teased, man. It's like that nice 45 degree night. Nice,
yeah.
I think it got down to like 35 one night.
Yeah.
It's really cut the heat on finally. We finally did that.
Becky finally talked me into cutting the heat on.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, it is a little cold.
What do you put your heat on?
Oh, I never put it any higher than 67 or 68.
Yeah, that's us. That's us.
Yeah, it never goes not even 1 degree higher than that.
Not even close to 70.
If you put your heat above 70, I don't like you.
Yeah, yeah. Why would you do that?
People don't really understand what heat is, I don't think.
No.
You don't put it. It's basically like, okay, what do you want your house? What do you have your house in the summer?
Yeah.
Your goal is just to keep it at that.
Yeah.
It's not because it's 30 degrees outside. You have to somehow counter that with 78 degrees in your house. It's not going to be 30 in your house.
Yeah, you stay. Well, that's the thing. It's like you stay in your house.
Yes.
So you're going to just be roasting.
If you have a modern home.
Yeah.
Now, if you have like an old house with zero insulation, then you might have to jack that sucker up.
Yeah, if you have a 14th century castle, I get it. Yeah, crank it up.
I don't know. Those are pretty heavy-duty stone.
That's true. Fireplace. Hey, have you ever lit your gas fireplace?
Huh?
Huh?
So I don't have a gas fire. I don't have
you
a
don't
fireplace.
Have a gas fireplace?
You don't know? Oh, I'm going to have to bleep that out.
Oh, no.
What do you mean? Do you have a fireplace?
This whole time, I thought you had a gas fireplace in there.
You really thought I had a fireplace, Eric? Do you not even look
I
at
guess
anything?
I don't even look.
You've been over at my house like dozens of times.
Probably 25 times. I just thought you had one. I don't know.
Where is it?
I don't know. I can't tell you. I thought, oh, okay, he's got a fireplace.
I'm sorry.
Somewhere.
Where is it?
I don't know.
In the attic?
It's in the bathroom. Oh, man.
No, we opted out of the fireplace.
Because
I said, I'll never like that thing. And plus, I like the idea of having more room.
Well, yeah. And listen, we don't use it that much. The only time we've ever used it is when the power went out.
Oh, yeah, it'd be nice then.
But let me tell you something.
We're old school. We'll just turn on the stove.
We turned that fireplace on and like shut the doors to like some of the rooms. That living room got to like 75.
Ooh.
It was hot. It was hot, I tell you.
We used to, before we go into our main topic here, we're just having a little little talk here.
Random.
We used to have the space heaters at my parents' house because they had an old house. They still have an old house, monster house. So we had the ones that We had the ones that you see reported on the news.
Yeah, it's like
every
those,
year about how a family of eight died.
Either from a gas leak or an explosion.
Yeah, and one time my dad had one that you put propane in. Like you, it was like, or not propane.
Butane.
Butane, that's what it was. You poured it
like
in.
Like a Zippo lighter.
Yeah. The smell is like, I can still remember the smell.
Yeah.
It's kind of like nostalgic.
A little bit, but also... Man, I'm glad those things are gone.
Yeah.
Because they kill people.
Yeah, if you get a blanket near those things, you're dead.
Dead, boy.
Burned alive.
Ooh, thankful for not having space heaters.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh, man, I should have added that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about, let's do a little quick Halloween breakdown.
Yeah, we just had Halloween.
Yeah, it was a pretty nice day. I'm annoyed at little things, but I am happy about how it turned out.
I think the weather was about the best it could have been.
I love the weather.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of people complaining about it. I'm like, shut up.
Why?
I mean, it could be 89 right now.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in Louisiana, so it's there's a crapshoot. So it was nice. What? Like, I think during the day it got to like 65.
Yeah.
And then it started cooling off at night. It was beautiful.
I thought it was perfect.
Clear, wasn't raining.
I had on my uniform.
You did?
Did you notice?
Yes.
I said, I hope Eric noticed I have on my uniform, which is my gym shorts and hoodie.
Yep.
I was like, ooh, I'm all prepped.
Well, and for the fans, it was a Bally's Aladdin's Castle hoodie. Nice.
Actually, I take it back. It was a sweatshirt, not a hoodie this year. But
oh, yeah. Yeah,
I'll put on my official uniform next time.
There you go. It was good.
It's not cold enough yet. We have to hit the 30s for that.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm really into decorating. But see, I'm into decorating, which you can go on Instagram to see what I put up. I'm not into the gory horror stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just not into it. I mean, I know some people are, but like I go into spirit and I look at some of this stuff, I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I think I sent you a picture maybe a couple months ago of a decoration that was at Spirit of two clowns pulling. One had the legs of a child and one had the arms of a child.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to pull the child. I'm like, whoa. Who would get that?
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I remember that picture. I was like, wow.
Anyways, we're not into the whole blood murder thing at all. So I'm more into the funny skeleton, funny ghosts, smoke and lighting and kind of nostalgia thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought it turned out well. We got a lot of compliments on the ghost that I put in the game room.
That was cool.
Looking out the window.
Yep.
And I had a movie screen set. I set up like a little movie theater. And
little drive-in movie, walk-in movie.
Yeah, had a bunch of clips on it and from just various things. And including the Scooby-Doo Blair Witch Project.
Dude, I've never seen it. I was like, that's hilarious.
Marky, your brother recognized it, which I got a kick out of because I was like, I don't think anybody's going to know what this is.
Yeah.
Because they used to show it on Cartoon Network.
In
between a Halloween special or something. Mm-hmm. But anyways, look it up on YouTube, Blair Witch Project, Scooby-Doo. It's really funny and it's really well done.
Yeah.
So along with other clips.
The whole, like the clips that you had put together, it gave me like a Disney, like at Hollywood Studios, sci-fi drive-in, dine-in restaurant vibe.
Well, I'll put some ads in there too. Some Ghostbuster ads. Pizza Head from Pizza Hut.
Pizza Head, yes.
Which you can't beat that.
No, you can't. That was it was great. I thought the setup was really nice.
We ran out of candy.
Yeah, you said.
I had 180 pieces of full size candy bars and we ran out. I think it's a good problem to have.
No, that is good. Yeah, this neighborhood, because we came in to this neighborhood because our neighborhood has like 30 houses and I don't think they do much.
Yeah,
they go other places. So we came here and we first went to some friends that we have that used to live behind us.
Yeah,
where they're, you know, our kids are friends, and he does hot dogs. He's the hot dog house.
See, I found that out and I was like, okay, I'm going trick or treat next year.
Yeah, dude, like he does it every year and people like look forward to it, and we ran out of hot dogs. Like,
are they just regular hot dogs?
Yeah, just grill them, hot dogs. He puts like ketchup and mustard on a table, and he wraps them in foil, and you just take a hot dog, you know?
That's brilliant.
And they did lemonade too, but no, it's great. And then like this year, he did like 150 hot dogs, and he ran out.
He grilled them all, or? Golly.
Yeah, man. He rolls his like smoker grill thing out, and you know, grills them up right there and wraps them up.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Your kids showed up and I didn't have any candy for them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Lydia's still mad about that.
I tried to give Lydia an eraser, a little skull eraser, and she just set it back down.
She's like, thanks.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Well, you showed me the... you had told me that when Luke came over, Luke was there first, and he came running into your up to your yard.
Luke scared me to death.
And excuse me. And you described it to me, and I was laughing. I was like, "Oh, that's funny." Then you sent me the video, and I'm surprised you didn't freaking clothesline him. Like I was like, if I didn't know who that was,
I went on ring. Well, I noticed him about 3/4 of the way there. I saw the hair, and I was like, yeah. Okay, I think that might be Luke. I hope that's Luke, because I'm going to die.
Apparently. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he came running full speed towards my house in the pitch black. But, yeah, I made it a goal to look through my ring camera to find it. But,
yep.
But it was a good Halloween.
Oh, yeah, it was really good. It actually is, it was one of the better ones we've had in recent years.
I'm still annoyed at people that think that you have to be outside to give them candy.
Oh, true.
I watched on my ring camera. I did watch two families pass by our house this year.
Yeah.
The house that was showing movie clips in a little mini movie theater with a skeleton handing out tickets with lights and smoke, 11 hand carved jack o' lanterns with lights in them, a ghost in the window, a red light on the front porch.
Right.
They walked by that
house. Walked by that house.
With a sign in the front yard with a light on it saying, "We have candy."
Oh, my
gosh. They walked by our house.
That's their fault.
They're dumb.
Why not? Like, see, that's I don't like that. This could be another segment because the fact that people, like, sit out on their driveways now and don't make the kids come up to the door.
That's not fun.
That's not, well, it's just teaching cowardice, I think.
Yeah.
It's, like, too easy. Like, go up there, ring the doorbell.
Who wants to walk up to a house with me sitting in the driveway?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, we got candy. Boo.
Not going to that house.
Get out of here. Don't go up to that one, kid.
He's a creep.
Stranger danger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the other funny thing that Luke did, by the way. He, when your sister came here with your niece.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Hey, it's a baby." And she's like, holy crap.
I really admire your son because that dude, his self-confidence is like 150 out of 100.
This kid, man. Yeah, he is.
That's good.
He is confident. A little too confident at times, I think.
Anybody can be too confident.
Yeah, yeah.
He is the most approachable human being and will go up to anybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem talking to anybody.
Yeah, that's good, though.
So that's a good thing. That is a good thing. I'm glad he's got that.
That's how Harrison is going to be. I have to tell him now. I'm like, calm down just a little bit.
We had to tell Luke that.
Same when thing. He was a kid?
Yeah. It's like, All right, hold on. People aren't ready for you sometimes.
Yes.
You know?
Harrison gets very excited when people come. I mean, he'll start like shaking like Hulk Hogan, like he's hulking up.
Oh, hulking up, dude. Like, yes.
Calm down just a little bit, dude.
Don't kick me in the face, please. Yeah.
I did have some people try to grab two bars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then I had a girl try to grab a candy bar and a ring pop.
Yeah, you told me about that.
And I have it on video. You can barely hear me say it, though. But I look right at her and said, "Put that ring pop back."
You put that back.
I said, "Put that back."
And she's like, "Oh."
Yeah, she gave me some attitude.
Well, you know.
Whatever.
You called her out. She didn't like that.
But hey, let's get to the topic at hand here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also, hope everybody enjoyed the Halloween episode, though.
Yeah, did, yeah.
Because, oh my God, I almost quit the podcast because
Yeah, you
of
did.
It.
You were like, I'm
it
not doing this
forever.
Again.
There are things in that episode that no one's ever going to even notice.
Yep.
There are parts in that episode where there are literally 8 layers going at the same time. It was insane.
Yeah. So it's definitely the most editing you've done on any episode.
Ever,
right? Yeah.
Ever on any episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
You better enjoy it, or he's going to come to your house and take your fan down and throw it in your yard.
Yeah, yeah. According to the numbers, not a lot of people have enjoyed it yet, but maybe you guys will enjoy it.
Maybe so.
But let's get her for the main event.
Woo! The main event.
Because it's Thanksgiving. You ever think about that word, Thanksgiving?
Give thanks?
Honestly, I've never really thought about that word before until recently. Thanks and giving.
Yes.
Combined.
Yes. I think it's more like you're giving thanks.
Thanksgiving.
It's like,
Why is it not called Giving Thanks?
I don't know. That's what I just thought about. I was like, it doesn't make sense, right?
With that word. Yeah.
I think if you think about it too much, it doesn't really make sense. Maybe so.
They didn't have anything to be thankful for.
Well, I mean, not after we got here. Anyway.
I think I've offended two people in this episode.
Well.
I'm going to have to bleep the first
one. But three people listened, so we still got one more.
More than three people listened.
Okay.
We got a solid seven.
But we're thankful for a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, thankful for our home and our friends and family mm-hmm. and health.
Yes.
Yeah. But we want to talk again, because there is a previous one of these.
Yes. Way back in the day.
Some stupid things or some impractical things that we're thankful for.
Yes. Very much.
And Josh Groban's here.
It's up to us to be the change. And even though we all can still do more, there's so much to be thankful for.
Josh?
Thank you, Josh. Beautiful. The fact that there's a song that he says that in is cringe.
Yeah, I know, and it's so perfect for this episode.
Who's going to actually listen to that song?
He will, and he'll sue us. So
so we each have five things
yes.
that we're going to talk about, things that we're thankful for that are stupid.
Yeah.
I got
plenty. One of mine's not stupid, but...
I swear, if you come up with modern jazz...
Modern jazz, game, dang it. Well, let me erase it.
Yeah, things we don't get. Eric said modern jazz. I said, Eric... That's the worst yet greatest thing you've ever said on this podcast.
Well, I think it's. I think people get it.
I'm sure everyone we're like, oh yes, I understand.
Oh yes, 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 yes. And you're like,
what? What are you totally talking about? Yes,
I don't know how I did that voice. That was weird.
I want you to kick this one off, Eric.
All right,
let's talk about the first thing, stupid thing.
Yep,
that you're thankful for.
It's a French thing.
There's so much to be thankful.
Huh?
It's called a bidet.
Ooh, I know what a bidet is.
Yeah, do you?
I went through like two of them and I don't have one anymore because they annoyed me.
Oh, really? Dude,
we could talk all about bidets, man.
We're talking about bidets.
Everyone thought
right
I was weird because I wanted one.
But diggy days, man. Yeah,
I got a new house. I was like, ooh, I want a bidet.
You
got the tushy.
I got a little tushy cleaner.
No, it's called the tushy.
Oh, no, I don't have that. I don't even know what mine's called. Amazon brand?
It's called
like
the Tushy 2.0.
Tushy?
I'm not even joking.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, you said ew is kind of weird.
Ew.
Yeah.
I said it like Jimmy Fallon in that skit.
Yeah. Sorry for interrupting. Please continue.
Anyway, bidets. Greatest invention ever. Well, maybe not. That's a little bit of an overstatement. But, so I got one of those that just connects to your toilet, right? I don't have a standalone. I'm not crazy rich.
I want a standalone. I want one of those Tokyo ones.
Ooh.
It's like, thank you for using my toilet.
Thank you for pooping in my face. Anyway, I don't know if it says that enough.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, thank you.
Well, let me talk about the one I have, though.
Oh,
right now.
Your tummy very upset.
What you eat. You know you shouldn't have that after five.
One thing gives you health advice.
It does. Kind of rude though.
Oh no. All right, go ahead.
You sound like a bad guy in Indiana Jones. Anyway.
Oh no.
So bidet. Let's get back on track, man. So we got one of these from Amazon. It's like one of those you put on your toilet seat, right?
I had one of those. Yeah.
And so I installed it. Very easy to install, even for me, and I'm stupid.
You just have to put like a splitter on the line.
Yeah, a little splitter on the water line. You got to put it under the seat, whatever. Well, I went to test it.
On top of the seat.
Yeah, top of the seat.
Whoa.
So I went to make sure it worked, right? Well, I didn't understand that a steady... quick stream of water is going to come out of this thing.
Yes.
And I wasn't sitting on it. I was standing over it. Yes. And I hit the nozzle and it sprayed right in my face, got in my mouth a little bit.
Well, it's just water.
It's just water, but it's from a bidet. Anyway.
Right.
But dude, I love this thing because, well, for obvious reasons, I'm not going to get too graphic with it, but suffice to say, when I use the bathroom anywhere else, I'm like, ugh, why don't they have a bidet? Like, you know, if you have to go at work or something, you're like, you just don't feel clean.
I had a bad experience with mine.
Oh, no.
I couldn't get the aim down. I was like, I don't get this thing, dude. It's like, it's just, I don't know if I'm not installing it right or what, but it's just, I'm not going to go into details about that.
How are you sitting on this thing?
Well, I sit facing towards the back commode, Eric, because that's how proper people sit.
That's right.
Because the back of the commode's to put a book or maybe a little board game.
Yeah, a little comic book or something
little,
like that.
Those little mini board games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little chess. Yeah. Fun. I don't know who you're playing with, but all right.
I don't know. I need to find out which one you had. Maybe I'll try it again.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to see. I think it's called the Lux something, L-U-X.
Yeah, I know that brand.
Something like that. Anyway.
Look, I read a lot about bidets.
Let me tell you, I know about them.
This one leaks. This one.
The steam is a powerful.
It is cold, I will say that. Yep. So you got to get used to that.
Well, I'm like, fine with that.
Yeah, so. Yeah, bidet. There you go. That's that's how we lead off.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that dumb either.
I don't think it's dumb at all. Yeah. I think bidets are the most hygienic thing you can have.
Yeah.
I mean, we could get real deep into this, but we're not gonna.
I mean, you tell me where else on your body you get poop and you just use some toilet paper.
Well, I have dude wipes.
Oh, dude wipes. Yeah, yeah.
See, I resorted to the dude wipes.
That's good.
Yeah.
You can take those with you, though, you know, on trips and stuff.
Huh?
You can take those on trips and stuff.
With I thought you were talking about the bidet.
No.
Do you pack that up?
Hey, if you could make a portable travel bidet, I'd be all on board.
Imagine you like unscrewing it.
You imagine being at an airport and they're opening your bag like, what's this? Like,
oh, it's a bidet.
Like,
what? That was just a water.
No liquids over 3 ounces.
Yeah.
That's my bidet.
I feel so fresh.
Why am I talking like that?
I feel fresh.
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Dang it. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Mine aren't that good. You know what I'm thankful for?
What?
There's so much to be thankful for.
Ooh. I'm thankful for Chipotle Tabasco sauce. Thankful for. Dude, have you had Chipotle Tabasco? It is...
Okay. All right. Hang on. I was completely missing it. I thought you meant the restaurant. I was like, are you stealing their Tabasco?
Screw that place.
It's yes,
Tabasco Chipotle.
Flavored
Chipotle flavored Tabasco.
I have had this and it is delicious.
I went to the Chipotle restaurant one time like 5 years ago and I've never been back.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, all right.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's way better than regular Tabasco.
You know what's really good on pizza?
Ooh.
Excellent on pizza, hamburgers.
Ooh, yeah,
hamburgers. Pizza crust.
Homemade dude, I bet you put a little bit of that on like some chili or some red beans and rice or something.
Ooh.
A mating call. What is that?
Ooh. Yeah, dude. I want to go tour the Tabasco. It's like 2 hours from here. Or an hour from here.
Avery Island. I don't know where that is exactly.
We'll just say it's 2 hours.
A couple hours from
here. It's very close. They have the museum.
Yeah.
And they have the Tabasco plant there.
Yes, they do. Yeah, you could see how it's made.
I want to see how it's made because I love the smell of Chipotle Tabasco so much.
So I'd
sit there and sniff it.
Just sniff like smelling salts.
I want to find a candle.
Oh,
Chipotle Tabasco. Yeah.
Just put some in a candle, you know.
Yeah.
Light that mug on fire.
Yeah, this is my worst one. There's not a lot to talk about.
No, I've had it. It is actually very
Chipotle
delicious.
Tabasco is very good. If you've never tried it, go check it out.
Go check it out at your local
I have like
store.
A big jug of it on my Amazon wish list.
Dang, what does a jug of it cost?
I don't remember. It has a lot of sodium.
Oh, well, you know. Well, you don't use that much, though.
Yeah.
Well,
Chipotle Tabasco sauce.
My next one's kind of dumb, too.
There's so much to be thankful for.
Dumber the better.
Zero sugar Baja Blast at Taco Bell. Oh,
okay, we got to jump into this because...
Gong.
Okay, in olden times...
In olden days.
When, you know, you're younger and you just literally snort sugar.
Yeah.
I was a Baja Blast connoisseur, so it's...
Ooh.
Yes. Remember, I'm like,
you like swirl it, look at it,
yeah, and like
sniff it again.
Oh, the bouquet is very
so,
floral.
Tell me about this. How does it taste?
It I don't know how to describe what it is. It's like Mountain Dew, Sprite, maybe some Gatorade mixed. It tastes like that, but like, and you know, it's a zero sugar one though, because I've had a real Baja Blast.
Yes.
They're delicious.
The real are fantastic.
But I'm like you said, over 40, can't process sugar like I used to because, you know, endocrine system or whatever. But like, so I went to Taco Bell one day and I saw it had like zero sugar Baja Blast. I was like, what? And then the lady at the register was like confused.
Can you place your order, please?
And then I ordered one and it was freaking delicious, man. It really is. It's like, it tastes, you know, it's obviously not the regular one. You could tell that.
Is it still fruity?
It's fruity and floral, or I don't know.
Do you feel refreshed? Like
it is refreshing. It's very refreshing. I got one in the. It was like middle of the heat wave we had.
Yeah,
and boy, it was just so refreshing.
Ooh,
it was good. Just a perfect amount of ice too.
Yeah,
like they put in there.
They have frozen ones too.
Yeah. Did they have zero sugar? Sorry. Yeah. Do they have zero sugar frozen ones?
I don't know.
See, that might be a game changer right there.
Yeah. Zero sugar drinks as a whole are really good.
I like them.
They use sugar alcohol.
Ooh.
I don't know what that even means.
That is weird. I don't know.
Well, wait. I don't know if some of the zero drinks do. I don't know if all of them do.
Yeah. Well, I have a zero sugar.
Whatever sugar alcohol is.
Winter spice cranberry.
I don't know, but that.
I'm not reading all these. So.
I might hate that, but. That is one of the most festive cans I've ever seen in my entire life.
It is. It's very Christmassy. I don't think it's meant to be Christmassy, but...
I hate to tell them.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Christmassy.
It's Christmassy.
Yep.
It's a good... The Zero Sugar Baja Blast is nice, crisp, like a crisp taste to it.
Oh, so similar to the regular.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
That's good to hear.
So,
next time I'm dining on Taco Bell, which I did on Halloween night, actually. I had to go get me a little
taco. Yeah. Go get you a little burrito. Or something. Yeah. But, yep. Zero sugar Baja Blast.
Burrito. Yeah, I don't know. Sounds like a girl I used to know. Burrito.
Isn't that Waldo, Geraldo Faldo's sister's name? No.
Oh, no, her name is Nacho. Or,
No, it was Quesadilla.
Was it Quesadilla?
Or something. But they had her at Taco Bell. I just remember him saying that in an episode.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Waldo, Geraldo Faldo. How did he get in this discussion?
He should be in every single discussion. Oh,
yeah, he really should.
Oh, yeah, her name was Quesadilla Faldo.
According to Waldo, she was born in a Taco Bell restaurant for unexplained reasons and would have almost been named Burrito Grande.
Burrito Grande!
Waldo is one of the best.
Waldo is, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the best side characters of any
his
show.
His sister was almost named Burrito Grande.
I mean, if she was big, I guess that would have been a good name.
You know what else I'm thankful for?
What?
So much to be thankful for.
Vicks.
You're so freaking old. Oh, gosh.
I didn't think I was going to get a big laugh.
I don't know why.
Vicks. It was made. It's made from magic.
Yes, it is.
I'm convinced. I don't know. No, does anybody know what Vicks is made from?
It's
Vicks Vapor Body Rub.
It's made by fairies. I don't know. Like it's got.
It has to be.
You know, gnomes maybe make it.
I don't know about these weirdos that rub it all over their chest.
No,
I basically snort the stuff every night. I'm a Vicks crackhead.
Yeah, you like you gotta
you know
get that
what's
fix.
Funny? You could actually become addicted to Vicks. I read,
dude.
That's a thing.
I just thought of a campaign slogan.
What?
Get your fix with Vicks.
Dude, I do get my fix with Vicks every night.
You ever put it on like the outside of your nostrils like right here? That's what I do.
That's what I do.
Okay, yeah. I guess I'm a Vicks head
as
well.
I rub it on the inside just a little bit.
Yeah.
And on the outside, I can't breathe without it. Turns out that's an actual addiction.
Yeah, yeah.
Google it.
It's like,
where you become dependent on it to breathe at night.
It's like that nasal spray, Afrin.
Screw that nasal spray.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa.
Okay, you know why I say that? There's a Vicks nasal spray.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But you read the stupid bag. It's like, never use this more than 3 days in a row. I'm like, whoops. I've been using this mofo for 2 weeks. So whoops, I don't know what happened with that.
I don't know what you're going to do.
I haven't noticed any side effects from that yet.
Vicks Anonymous coming
Why
at you.
Why would you give me such a magical thing as Vicks nose spray, then say I can't use it?
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty messed up.
Stupid. I'm thankful for Vicks.
Vicks, dude.
Heck it smells wonderful.
And we've tried to get like the off-brand before.
Yeah.
No.
Picks. Like,
oh no,
this is not as minty.
No, it's not as menthol-y.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. Ooh, ooh, good Vicks. I could put some Vicks on my nose right now and go to sleep. I could actually use some on my nose right now. I can't breathe for the crap.
Good lord.
I think I need my Vicks fix.
Vicks fix. I need a Vicks fix. Got and I just fix. Lost my notes. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Okay, well, our thankful list is really great so far.
All right, I got a good one
so here. Far, you have the best one.
This is, yeah, the bidet. This is better. This is going to be the best one in the whole world.
There's so much to be thankful for.
Okay, Eric, how about you tell me something else you're thankful for?
I am thankful for air-conditioned seats in my truck.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I knew. Okay. I knew you were gonna roll your eyes at that.
I'm not rolling my eyes. I'm rolling my eyes more to the fact that I don't have it.
Yes.
After this summer, I get it,
dude. I'm gonna tell you this. So my truck and my wife's car have ventilated, air conditioned seats. Whatever. It's amazing.
You know why I wouldn't want them?
Why?
I'd be convinced it's gonna break.
Well, that's I was.
And it's gonna be some weird. Oh, we got to take out the... We got to literally strip the entire car to replace it.
The whole interior. No, I think really it's actually pretty simple. There's just like a duct under the seat that goes up like the back and the seat of it. And it just uses your air conditioner.
Oh, so it's not like something where it's like some coils are built into the seat. Or something.
No,
or...
It's just like a duct, another duct under your seat.
Oh.
Bro.
Well, that makes sense.
Bro. I mean, it's to the point now where... I don't like riding in other cars, even when it's pleasant outside.
I'll think of that next time.
It doesn't have to be 95 degrees. It could be 75, and I get in the car, I'm like, my back's a little hot. Like,
oh, so you put it on regardless?
Pretty much any time of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially on like a long trip or something.
Right.
You know. But when you first hit it, it's weird. When you first hit it, it's like, did I just pee my pants? Because it's like kind of cold. It feels almost wet.
Well, it feels warm when you pee your pants, Eric.
Well, I know, but it's like, maybe I sat in a puddle or something. It feels like your pants are wet. Okay?
Did I just sit in a puddle?
Did I just sit in a puddle in my truck?
No, Eric, it's the heated or the air conditioned seats.
I'm like, oh.
That could be in the commercial. Did I just sit in a puddle? Why, no, Eric, that's the new air conditioned seats.
In the Ford Rangers. I think they do have Ford Rangers. Anyway, don't ever buy a car without them. Nope. That's what I'm going to tell you from now on.
$3,000 extra dollars.
Who cares? You know, look, give me a manual transmission and air conditioned seats.
You'd rather have that.
Yes. Oh, 100%. I'm not even lying.
CD player only, air conditioned seats.
I could deal with that. I could deal with that. I still got some good mixes.
Also, I'm all CD case.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think I can deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, they are nice.
I mean, it's not a necessity. I'm being silly, but it's, dude, in the summertime, oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. there you go.
You ever just sit on it naked?
That's what I was thinking. For some reason I thought about that. I was like, what does that feels like?
I'm going to now.
Yeah. Let's really test this out. Next time you drive my truck, you're like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What'd you do?
I turned on the heat.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So they're heated, too. I mean,
They're
it's just, you said it, it's just like a vent.
But I only use the heated one for either if my back's like getting tight on a long trip, or I have some food I want to keep warm in the other passenger seat.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Are you really serious?
I've done it with donuts and pizza. I turn on the heated seat to keep it warm.
Brilliant. Does it work?
Yes. You feel the bottom of that box when it's done.
So wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh wait, the seat doesn't fold in. I'm sorry, it sounds like you can like fold the seat.
Well, I mean,
squish it.
You like a panini press?
Yeah. Yeah. You're pressing your sandwiches in your car.
It comes out grill marks.
How hot is this thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty hot.
So. Okay, that's the greatest image I've ever. You set it in your seat to keep it hot.
To keep it warm.
Does it work?
It works.
It does work.
If I go for a longer time, yeah.
It like overcooks the food.
it's like chewy. It's like, oh,
wow,
no.
That's interesting.
This was medium rare. Now it's not.
Oh, man. Your list is destroying mine. That's hilarious.
I don't know about that.
Know what else I'm thankful for?
What?
So much to be thankful for.
Curved corner booths at restaurants.
Curved?
Yes.
Corner
like
booths.
Like the half yes. circle. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll tell you one thing, Eric.
What's that?
If I go into a restaurant and I see that CCB... That probably stands for something else CCB. That I'm going to have to Urban Dictionary
later. Yeah, well, we're going to make it.
Well, I'm going to say, that's a curved corner booth.
Ooh, you like a good curvy booth?
I feel like I could just go to sleep in that booth.
Yeah.
And you're back up against the wall.
Yes, you're in the corner.
I don't like people looking over
no.
me.
No, 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 no.
Ooh.
I like it. All right.
Sit me at a table in the middle of a restaurant, I'll leave.
A good high back, too. Like a high back.
Oh, the really high ones.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh, come on.
Don't you those cushions behind your head?
Yeah.
In case you're like, this is so good.
You're just whack your head back. Give yourself whiplash.
Delicious.
This is the greatest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love those.
Dude.
I like to get in the center.
Ooh.
So like you're like two people deep on either side.
You're like the king though. Like you're like the main guy. You're like, yeah.
You feel very protected from germs. And people sneaking up on you. What you want to eat?
No.
Like, oh, I saw you coming.
I saw you from a mile away.
And I am comfy.
And then you can like look down on people at tables. Like,
yeah. Ugh. You can like cross your legs like Indian style.
Yeah.
Wait, can you say that anymore? I don't
crisscross
know.
Crisscross applesauce.
Okay.
What you say now.
Yeah, they don't say Indian style anymore.
That's right. Well, we're canceled.
It's the third thing.
Guys. Freaking CCBs, bro.
But I remember... I'm telling you, that stands
that's
for
probably
something. I don't know what that stands for.
I don't know.
For, but
I don't know.
It don't sound good. I don't know what that B means. But,
woo.
So, yeah. I'm thankful for...
for corner booths.
Curved corner booth.
Why'd you say it like Celine Dion?
We had a car... Oh, yeah. Curved corner booth. We had a curved corner booth one time at... T-Rex,
yeah, yeah.
And downtown Disney, I still call it that.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
It was cozy.
Comfy.
Talk about a high back. That sucker's like 8 foot high.
Nice.
Yep.
You had protection from those animatronics.
So like I was in the Cretaceous period. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Cretaceous?
Cretaceous?
Cretaceous.
Cretaceous? Good Lord.
Wait a minute. Is that
I don't know.
Or is it crustaceous?
You just made all the dinosaur people really mad.
Crustaceous period.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Cretaceous.
Cretaceous. There's no S at the front.
What did I say?
It said crustaceous, like crustacean.
Oh, that's close.
I mean, yeah. Oh, man. You know what I'm thankful for?
What?
You're looking right at it.
There's so much to be thankful for.
Yourself?
Well.
Oh, those shoes.
The shoes.
Are those Skechers?
These are Hey Dudes.
You told me about those.
These
yeah.
are the most comfortable shoes I've ever had.
First thing I noticed about them?
Yeah.
They got that padded heel on them.
Yes,
those
they
look
do.
Comfy.
These are comfortable.
Hey Dude.
These are my going out ones though. These are like my nice ones.
I will say this about Hey Dude, Eric.
Yeah.
Let's see the bottom of your shoe again.
Eh?
That's a very distinctive pattern on the bottom of your shoe. Never kill anybody with Hey Dudes.
Yeah. Or well, kill anybody where it's muddy.
Well, or dusty.
Or dusty, yeah. Yeah.
Fresh snow?
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. Well, these aren't built for snow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to kill someone.
I'll tell you one thing. A detective's work could be very easy.
Like, size 13, Hey Dude, huh?
No one else in town has
those. No one else in town.
Those have a very distinctive pattern on them of like, what are those ninja stars?
I don't know what they are. Yeah, it's like little Yeah, they do look like Ninja Star. I've never noticed that. Look at that.
Hey, dude.
And they missed a great opportunity to tie into the show.
Eric.
You know.
It's a little wild and a little strange. You make home out on the range. Get your horse to come along. Can you get ready? Can you run? Yippee-ki-yay.
What
does the cowboy say? Sing it again now. Yippee-ki-yay. Come along, the cowboy. Our doggy till the break of day.
Hey, dude. That's your very specific Tourette's that just came out.
Yes, I have to sing it.
Every time somebody mentions that song, you have to sing it.
Yeah, so don't mention it.
I'm sorry.
Thanks very much.
But the shoes are very comfortable.
I never heard of them until you mentioned them to me a couple weeks ago.
They've been, I think I got my first pair like 2 years ago. And been hooked ever since.
You've been keeping this secret?
No, I told you first day probably.
Oh, these things are comfortable. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
See, I have some Skechers that are similar to that, but those are a little, those are kind of lower cut, it looks like.
Yeah. And, no, I like these. I enjoy these. They're good for summer. Not the best for winter, but
they're thick. Yeah,
Kirk, he tickled my foot just then.
Well, I felt the material.
Yeah. Well, it still tickled. But
how much were those?
These were $59.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
about the same price as the other ones.
That's like,
I wore.
Excuse me, and the retail's like $59, $69 bucks. You can get them on sale for less than that. Yeah.
Ooh, maybe some Black Friday sales.
Oh,
did you get one free? Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Don't do it, man.
I know. So, yeah. Hey, dudes. There you go.
That's a good one. And I like the name.
Yeah. Great.
And it's way like less embarrassing to say I'm wearing Hey Dudes than Skechers.
Yes.
I don't know why Skechers are like considered embarrassed. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thankful for?
What?
There's so much to be thankful for.
Sporks. With a K, not a T. You don't care about sports.
Nah, sports.
Sporks.
Texas Rangers won. That's pretty good.
Who cares?
Houston Astros lost.
Sporks.
I first came up on a spork at Taco Bell back in the early 90s.
I was a young lad.
What is this magical tool?
My
father sat me down and said, son, that's the combination of a spoon and a fork.
You're a man now. That's what you're going
to
eat with.
It's like, what? Why is it so easy to eat rice with this?
But also have meat with it.
Yes. Ooh, taco salads are so much easier now. It's a brilliant invention.
Pork.
I have like 5 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should... we could clean out our entire Civil War drawer of all spoons and forks. Just get sporks.
Have you seen the metal sporks that they sell?
Oh, yes. What I have, Eric.
Oh, sorry.
I'm pretty sure mine are like titanium.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Space titanium.
Yeah.
Like on the space shuttle.
I usually get one in my stocking every year for Christmas. Becky knows I like those sporks.
Those are good sporks.
Yeah, but really, I mean, they've changed my entire life.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Forget that fork, grab that spork. That's what I like to say.
Ooh, that's a great line.
Yeah.
That's a good marketing tool. Right,
don't get that spoon. Get that, man, that don't rhyme.
Yeah, that doesn't rhyme.
It's mainly forks we'll have to go
fork
after.
Fork and spork. That's,
yeah. That's what, about it.
Would it be a foon if it was reversed? A foon.
So you're saying, well, let's see here. So you're saying maybe the tip of it is like curved like a spoon. But the further up, it's slotted like a fork. Well, that don't make any sense at all.
That's just a slotted spoon at that point.
Or does... Oh!
What?
Eric.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be a slot. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you could get, like, say you had chicken noodle soup.
Yeah.
You get a foon. You get the soup and the spoon part.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh, all that broth. Oh. I was like, meh, that's a little too much broth. So you just tilt it back just a little bit,
and
it drains the broth.
And man.
Copyright this.
Yes. Foons. We're going to sell.
Excuse me, sir.
Zero.
I'd like a foon.
Do you have any foons back there?
Well, yes, we do.
I've got some very hot ramen that I'm about to eat.
There's a foon and a spork.
Mm.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that idea.
Anyways,
that's a good one. I'm thankful for sporks.
Sparks.
And next year, I'm going to be thankful for foons.
The next one is, You're going to hate this
one. What are you thankful for?
You're going to hate this one so much.
Is it old jazz?
There's so much to be thankful for.
Oh. It's something kind of serious. But
you always do this.
I know.
You always do like a serious topic. It's always like, oh, I'm thankful for underwear. And Eric's like, I'm thankful for that our country is free under the Republic of Poland. I'm like, oh my God, Eric. Just... Oh my God.
It's not that bad.
Okay.
It's health insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
that's
all right. Look, I'm not going to make this
boring.
Boring. No, but I am going to tell you.
Well, I mean, you got to say you are.
I am thankful for because that. Because my daughter broke her arm 2 months ago.
What was she doing?
She was doing a back bend.
A back. Well, I mean, I'd definitely break my arm if I did a back bend.
I would break my back, dude. I'd have had way more bigger problems.
It's called a back bend.
But she broke her arm because she like went back and twisted her arm up, broke it.
Now,
popped.
Before she did this, did she yell, look what I can do? Because that would have actually made it kind of funny. Look what I can do.
Actually, it's sort of terrifying because Rebecca was the first responder because she's a teacher.
Oh,
there,
yeah, right.
And she was like screaming. It traumatized the other kids more than Lydia, I think, because the other kids saw her break her arm and it was a clear break. It wasn't, you know. Anywho, I just got the bill for that.
Ooh, I want to guess.
All right. Guess what it would have cost without my insurance.
Now,
and I have
this
good
is, you're
insurance.
You're talking about the surgery.
Or you're I'm talking about everything,
everything
up till now.
Like everything up till now.
Cast, doctor visits,
you
surgery.
Know, I really, honestly, I don't even know what to guess, but did she stay overnight?
No, she didn't stay overnight.
Okay. So it was like an outpatient thing.
Yeah, they put pins in her. It wasn't like surgery.
They knocked her out, though.
They did knock her out.
Tube down her throat and everything.
Yeah.
I don't even know, but I'm going to say $62,000.
No, it was,
I don't know.
It was $25,000.
Okay, that's plenty.
So, and because it was a very, it's weird to say, very easy break to fix. It was very easy to fix. They had to put some pins in her, but it was easy to do. And
are they still in?
No, they're out. Yeah they took them out. $25,000 thus far. And we are out of
pocket. You have to. Yeah.
We're out of pocket about $2,000. So,
had to meet the deductible and all that.
Yeah. So not to get all like healthcare, blah 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 blah. Man, health insurance was great. And
sometimes it is great.
Sometimes it's great. Sometimes they're stupid.
Other times you want to throw a baseball bat at their head.
Yes,
it's just sad for people that don't have it. You know? And it's like, yeah.
Can you imagine getting? I mean, geez.
Like my parents.
Right.
My dad has to take different kinds of meds, and they're going through a whole thing right now. Like they went to pick up their meds a few days ago, and they're like, "Oh, it's $585."
Good Lord!
They're like, what are you talking about? Like their insurance hasn't gone through, and they had to get approval, and so my dad has to now wait like another week without this medication because these jerks haven't done the right paperwork, and it's just dumb.
Well, it's like, why can't things just cost what they cost, right? Like, why can't I have this insurance, so they're going to charge it $1,000 for this. But if you have this other insurance, they're only going to charge that insurance $500 for
this. It's a complete ripoff.
What is this? Like, right. Just tell me the price, bro. Anyway.
Insurance is scum until like you have a major surgery.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm glad we have
it. Oh, I'm glad we have it now. But yeah.
Most I'm time. Thankful for thankful insurance. For
bringing the show down.
God, Eric.
No.
Bidets and
sitting naked in your air conditioned seat.
You.
There, I brought it back.
That's a visual.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thankful for?
Ooh, yeah. I mean, I actually know.
Social Security.
There's so much to be thankful for.
I'm thankful for old video game magazines.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at some right now, and you know what? When I look at these magazines, I can just get all cozy. I'm like,
Boy, this is a perfect, like it's a cold weather thing, yes. I feel like.
Yes.
Oh, cozy. Get nice and cold. Get some tea, some hot tea.
Some hot tea or some cocoa.
Scrunch it in your face.
A little cocoa.
Oh, yes. It's so tasty.
You could have put it up, scratch your shoulders up.
It's so tasty. Now I'm going to read the review for Clay Fighter.
But I have a bunch of old Electronic Gaming Monthlies, Game Pros, and Nintendo Powers. And these are like the most hardcore nostalgia things.
Oh, yeah. That's just something that's not ever going to come back. Like, that's something that is... The
gaming magazines, yeah. Yeah,
that's something that's never, ever going to come back.
Because the thing is, I just bought a couple recently. I got that GoldenEye one.
Yeah.
I love them. Absolutely love old gaming magazines. If anybody has any old gaming magazines you're about to throw away, just send them here.
Send them my way.
Send me a DM and I'll tell you where to send them.
Yeah, for real,
I have a Final Fantasy VII one up there.
Oh.
Electronic Gaming Monthly. But, yeah, think about it. And I remember back in the day, like, I would get all of my news about new and upcoming games from Nintendo Power or GamePro or Electronic Gaming Monthly. So they wouldn't always buy me one, my parents.
Right, right.
You know, it's 90s and, well, that game looks
even. Could you go to...
Which is understandable.
Could you go to, like, Books a Million and get them, and, like, read them and then...
Yeah, no, they had them at Albertsons.
Oh, okay.
They had them at Brookshire's. They had them everywhere.
Yeah,
okay. So when Mom would go grocery shopping, I'd always, you know, I'd go with her and I would stand over there and just read the magazines, and I would go to the coming soon section because there was like a long list of games that were about to come out in the next quarter or later in the year. And that's how I found out how games were coming out.
Okay.
Which is weird to think now that's, you had to do that.
Yeah. Well, then it's like house, you know, besides like commercials or whatever, but.
Right, right. You pretty much, if you wanted to stay in the know about gaming, like especially Nintendo,
yeah,
you had Nintendo Power.
Gotcha.
Because that's how you found out anything.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just a really cool look to the past. Mm-hmm. And it's just, man, they're so much fun. And
they're cool looking too.
The covers are awesome. And I'm thankful that I have a good little collection of them.
Yeah.
Looks nice. Nintendo Power.
Yes. I have to tell Harrison, don't touch them.
Like, Dad, what are these?
Dad, I love Nintendo. I want to understand your past.
It was a good past.
Don't touch him.
All right, go use the bidet. See you later.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna have to try this bidet again.
I'm gonna send you a picture of the one we have.
Let me know the aim.
Does you come over? You want to come over and try it?
I might have to try it.
Just come over, and give it a whirl.
I broke it.
Oh, Brent, what'd you do?
My bathroom's just
flooding.
Just flood. You just, Brent's been there quite a while, and you see water coming up under your door. What's going on? And you just hear me in there.
Like Harry Dunn.
I'm trying to fix it.
I'll be out in a minute. Dude, I would actually think that was the funniest thing.
What is that hissing noise? I'm still peeing. I'm still peeing.
Jeez, man.
That's not. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Did you have another one, or was that it?
No, that's it.
You ended on health insurance?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
No, you ended on magazines, so that's good.
Yeah, but your last one with health insurance. So. Those are some more things to go along with our other episode about things we're thankful for.
Things we're thankful for.
And shoot, I'm sure we'll come up with some more sometime.
But I already got a couple in my head right now.
Yeah? Throw one out there.
Aluminum Solo Cups.
Everybody pause. What are you talking about?
You haven't seen these?
No.
All right, you know what a solo cup is, right? Plastic solo cup?
Yeah.
It's that, but made out of aluminum. They keep your drink so cold, dude.
Do you still throw them away?
You can, but we wash them and reuse them.
Aluminum solo cups.
Yep.
That sounds like that killed like 8 fish just making that thing.
Well, better than plastic getting in the ocean.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, aluminum in the ocean is probably bad too, but yeah.
Ooh, you ever looked into microplastics?
Ooh. Don't. Oh yeah.
That just not make you. You talk about health insurance. That'll really depress
that
you.
That would. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, you take a deep breath and you're inhaling plastics.
Plastics all in your lungs.
Oh, I just inhaled like 7 million pieces of microplastics.
There you go. They're everywhere. But right. Yeah, aluminum solo cups.
Okay.
Really good.
All right, I'm not going to ask for the other one because this isn't getting any better.
Oh.
That
was funny.
I don't know. The ARP.
I'm thankful for Medicaid.
Thanks, Granny.
Get out of here, Granny.
So, guys, thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Share us.
Share us.
Social media.
Don't be greedy with us. That's for sure.
Don't sit backwards on the toilet.
I might
try. And with a bidet. And
it goes the wrong side.
Yeah, jeez. It's getting really weird. Leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Music. And give us $10,000.
Yes. Either one's fine. We'll take.
We'll
likes.
Be thankful for that. Next
five star
time.
Reviews.
Yeah, or just a review. That's fine.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
We'll be thankful for the person that leaves us a good review.
Oh, thankful for.
All right, yeah, Josh Groban, take us out, bro.
I'm angry at you.
All right.
We pray for what we know can be. And on this.
You're just sitting on it, dang it.
That's what I was thinking.
What we still can't see, it's up to us to be the change. And even though we all can still do more, there's so much to be there.